Realtor Michael White guides me from room to room in a spacious 3-bedroom, 3.5-bath home. Let's just say it's somewhere in North Idaho.
Nice wood floors. It's got, you know, nice counter area everywhere.
This 70s-era house not only has a bidet in every bathroom, it has enough space to entertain multiple families.
Here, you know, kids can be playing while you're cozied around the fire.
But there's something a little different about this house.
All metal doors, double bolt lock.
Plus a secret escape tunnel, double light switches for 2 sources of electricity. And there's something else. The house doesn't have any windows. That's because it's underground.
Imagine to yourself a cement pyramid underground with the flat top of the pyramid at ground level. The guy was prepared for every aspect of living without society.
Michael White is one of several real estate agents in North Idaho who have come to specialize in survival properties, not so much because they went looking for these clients, but because the clients came to them.
They're looking for live water.
That's like a creek or spring.
They're looking for being hidden, well hidden from any roads, and they're looking for redundant power systems.
Another important feature is what's known as defendability. You may have heard about zombie real estate. That's code. Among survivalists, zombies are the hordes of unprepared city folk they predict will loot survivalist retreats. White says some agents may find these kinds of buyers, who often want to pay in cash or even gold, kind of, well, crazy. But for him,
it's what's been keeping me going, the survivalist buyers, and kind of with the rumors and predictions of 2012 being some sort of end date, it's just been kind of growing ever since.
There aren't hard numbers on how well this type of real estate is doing. There's no MLS category for survivalist property, and very few actually have underground bunkers. But the North Idaho real estate agents we talked to said their top-selling properties right now have lots of acreage and self-sustaining features. It could be anything from an off-the-grid cabin to a million-dollar home with granite countertops. Chris Walsh owns Revolutionary Realty, based in Coeur d'Alene. He says his business is just vertical.
And it's not me. It's not because I'm a genius. It's just because North Idaho has become America's redoubt. It's a place of refuge.
Walsh says the old rule about location, location, location is just as true for survivalists, or as he prefers, preppers. And in terms of location, North Idaho offers a smattering of lakes, swaths of forests, and little chance of hurricanes, earthquakes, or drought.
Every time that something bad happens, my phones ring. Hurricane hits Florida, I get calls. Shooting in West Virginia, I get calls.
And how many calls after the shooting in Aurora, Colorado?
About 19.
But the disaster many of his clients are worried about is an economic one.
Doesn't matter what their politics are or anything. They all believe the same thing, and that is that there is impending financial collapse, if you will, coming to the American dollar.
Richard Mitchell has seen this cycle before.
When there is public discourse which questions the functionings of major institutions, particularly government, then it sets up this narrative.
Mitchell is a retired sociology professor from Oregon State University. He wrote a book called Dancing at Armageddon, based on his experience embedded with survivalist groups in the 80s and 90s. He says back then, Southern Oregon saw a similar real estate boom, and these buyers are not who you might expect.
They are well-to-do, they are urban, they're well-educated, they're professionals. They are not down-and-out country bumpkins, the caricature of the pickup truck, the chainsaw, and the shotgun and the rifle. That, in fact, is not the reality.
And Mitchell says the survivalists he's met come from the left and the right. No matter what their motivation, most prefer to keep their anonymity. Real estate broker Chris Walsh says he's signed more than 30 confidentiality agreements with clients who don't want to be known as survivalists. They're also pretty media shy. But it turns out Walsh himself has become a prepper, too.
The first few preppers that I met, I thought were a little bit nuts. And I do meet the occasional crazy. I do. You know, they're out there. But the majority of them aren't. The majority of them are just, you'd want to sit down and have dinner with them because they're interesting people. They're awesome.
Walsh argues that the prepper sentiment is actually widespread, whether it's in the form of organic gardening or stocking up on food or learning to can fruits and veggies. As for his business, Walsh expects another bump in sales after November. He thinks the presidential election, whichever way it goes, will keep the calls coming in. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.